Good morning and welcome to Front Row Center, the Montana Public Radio weekly arts interview. I'm Michael Marsalek. I'm joined in our Missoula studios today by Dudley Dana. He's the owner, along with his wife Candace Crosby, of the Dana Gallery in downtown Missoula. Welcome to Montana Public Radio again.
Oh, good to be here. It's an honor.
Well, we want to talk a little bit about this wonderful exhibit that just opened this last Friday. It'll be going through most of the summer, Icons of the West. But maybe for those that don't know, how long have you had the gallery and had this big part of art in Montana as part of your life here?
Well, we are into our 18th year. We started out as a photography gallery the first 3 or 4 years, and we're rapidly going broke. I happened to fall in love with a Billings painter's work, Davy Nelson, and I convinced Candace that we should give it a try with some paintings, and then we were lucky enough to be able to move over on Broadway, and here we are.
And for a number of years, certainly known as one of the primary galleries in downtown Missoula, but you've also been having some success on the national level in recent years with a number of exhibits, national shows, including the Oil Painters of America, a couple of different national exhibits that have happened. How did that come about originally?
The first Oil Painters of America national show was in 2006. It had been in a major city, Chicago, Seattle. In fact, it was scheduled for Seattle. And in the last 6 months, the show, as I understand it, fell apart for various reasons, or the gallery just decided they couldn't do it after all. It was too much work, basically. They decided, maybe we should go somewhere else. Maybe we should look at Montana. And I said, yeah, we can do it. So we put it together in 2006. Many of their national board came, painters from all over the country. It was a very successful show in many ways. One of the best things about it was that they loved being in Montana, so they really couldn't wait to come back, and so they invited us again in 2008.
Is that experience that you had in being part of a national show like that part of what drew you to creating an exhibition like that's going on now with a national juried exhibition happening again?
It is. The response from Missoula people, Montana people in general, it was great to see something fairly unique. They were all traditional oil paintings, extraordinarily well done. I had the idea of having a group show like that for a couple of reasons. First of all, it gives people a chance to exhibit that may not have a chance to exhibit in a gallery. Particularly in our case, we have artists of national renown, but I love being able to help jumpstart people's careers, and working with young artists is fabulous. We wanted to make it a little bit more inclusive, but I could not come up with really a good theme, and I was looking at a bison painting in another gallery entitled Western Icon, and I thought, yeah, that's a Western icon, but so is an oil well and an outhouse and lots of others, open to interpretation, and I thought it would be a fun show to do. So being an artist myself, it's nice to have a theme to work from that you can conceptualize and put that into your work as well.
I noticed in some of your information that the jury selected 85 different works, over 550 submissions, and this included, as you mentioned, you know, emerging artists, younger people, and also mm-hmm. nationally renowned folks. Talk about the process that you go through with the jury, the timeline involved with something like this that culminated, obviously, in the opening on Friday, and then this exhibit that'll be open into the summer.
We advertised the show. Clay Pape, who has worked for us for 4 years, mostly all during school, he was in charge of the show, and he sent out calls for art to 70 different universities throughout the country. So we made a concerted effort to get younger people involved. Then I made a concerted effort to get some of the more regionally and nationally acclaimed artists that I know involved, so we ended up with a really nice mix of people. And we wanted this show to be juried in a unique fashion. We wanted a broad range of people, so we had two university art professors. Well, one was a writing professor, sorry. And then we had a professional painter, and we had one of our patrons. So it was an interesting group, professional artists, and you got somebody who loves art and people who teach art.
Well, I want to ask you a little bit more about an exhibit like this and the process of showcasing the ones that made the final cut, the ones that are being shown. But let me also ask you about the process of the various kinds of genres and the various kinds of media that are shown. Can you give us a little radio description, if you will, of the kinds of things that were submitted and selected?
Oh, sure. Good question. We emphasized, Clay emphasized, maybe in a better way, more of an openness to sculptural pieces. So there are 20 sculptural pieces. There's a short film, and there are, of course, oil paintings, photographs, watercolors, mixed media pieces. It runs the whole gamut. So, there's even a taxidermy piece that's a roadkill.
Oh, really?
So
say something about it from a curator point of view, putting together a show like this, lots of pieces. You had the jury and the selection awards, some nice financial awards for the winners for this. You can go to the website, understand this next week, and learn more about the winners. Go to danagallery.com. Tell me a little bit about what it's like to put a show like this up with so many mixed media, something that you really want to showcase the broad variety of things under this one theme.
Well, my favorite part of owning the gallery are my relationships with artists. And second are clientele or just people who come in and love the gallery. The other thing, though, is that I love the installation of shows. So it's one thing I hang on to before they kick me upstairs to open mail. Pieces have to work together. They can't just be on their own because they're mixed in with other pieces. It's really a challenge to design a show, giving people adequate space, but putting them with other work that's going to not detract from theirs or in some cases ruin theirs maybe because of a color clash or something like that, or a subject matter clash, or any number of things can interfere with the aesthetic.
I'm talking with Dudley Dana today about the exhibit happening at the Dana Gallery in Missoula, Icons of the West. It's a national juried exhibition. It's open now and will continue through July 1st. Some of the paintings and art will be remaining longer into the summer, but the formal exhibit will be open through July 1st. Maybe I'll put you on the spot a little bit. Do you have a couple of favorites in this show that really grabbed you or new artists that you want to mention specifically?
There's a oversimplification to call it an Indian headdress, but it is an Indian headdress done with a theme in mind by Jack Dempsey Boyd, who's a local sculptor. I had really was never aware of his work. I love that piece. Another piece that I really loved is done by Parveen. She normally does very abstracted landscapes, and she did a bull rider that's just fabulously out of this world. Courtney Blazin, who's a Missoula artist, did a really great piece that I love. I mean, there's artists from around Montana, really. There's several from Billings. Carol Spielman has a nice piece in there from Billings. Tiffany Carpenter, who is also an art student, she did a great piece on Bonnie and Clyde. It's so diverse in so many ways, but it's diverse age range. Robert Moore's daughter, he's probably our top artist, is in the show. She's a second-year university student at Utah State. But the age ranges from, I think, 18 all the way up to a legendary painter named Oleg Stavrovsky and Tom Gillian. Tom's in his 70s and Oleg's, I think, 87. So we've got quite a range of not just work, but ages.
So if people want to see the exhibit, regular hours in May and into the summer?
We're open 10 to 6 Monday through Friday, 10 to 5 Saturday, 11 to 4 Sundays.
I've been talking with Dudley Dana today, who's a co-owner, along with his wife, Candace Crosby, of the Dana Gallery in downtown Missoula. The address is 246 North Higgins. Phone number 721-3154. Information online at danagallery.com as well. Icons of the West continues until July 1st. Thank you so much.
Thank you.